Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of government spending, bond markets, and a certain tech CEO shaking things up.
Ooh, this sounds juicy. Elon Musk tackling the US budget, tell me everything.
Right? This Bloomberg article paints a wild picture. Imagine Elon, fresh off shuttering a government agency, realizing Wall Street, specifically the bond market, isn't convinced his cost-cutting crusade is enough.
So the bond market's like, show me the money, Musk?
Exactly. Bond yields went up after Trump's election and stayed up, signaling doubt about the impact of these cuts on the national debt.
But Musk's Doge team claims $55 billion in savings. Isn't that something?
They claim it, but the article suggests the actual documented savings are way less. Plus, even $55 billion is a drop in the bucket compared to a $7 trillion budget and a $1.8 trillion deficit. It's like trying to empty the ocean with a teaspoon.
Okay, so small cuts, dubious accounting, what else?
Sustainability. Lawsuits galore trying to reverse Doge's actions. And let's be real, they went after the easy targets. USAID, the CFPB, low-hanging fruit. Try cutting defense or Social Security. That's a whole different ballgame.
Good point. And what about Trump's tax cuts? Wouldn't those increase the deficit again, even if Doge succeeds?
Precisely. Plus, tariffs adding to already high inflation. It's a recipe for bond market skepticism. The article mentions the 10-year Treasury yield, a key benchmark, which influences everything from mortgage rates to corporate borrowing costs. Bringing it down would be a win, but it's a tough sell given the current climate.
So even if Musk somehow delivers massive cuts, other policies could counteract them? It's like one step forward, two steps back.
Pretty much. The article highlights that the Fed's unlikely to cut rates if inflation remains high, so there's no support from them in driving down yields.
So what's the bond market actually thinking? Are they giving Musk any credit at all?
Well, there's a glimmer of hope. Some investors are betting on some deficit reduction, but overall, skepticism prevails. I mean, Musk threw around figures like $1 trillion, even $2 trillion in cuts. Even seasoned analysts are like, whoa, hold your horses, Elon.
Ha, so Musk's big talk isn't enough. What does he need to do to convince the bond market?
Show, don't just tell. Concrete results, transparency, not just ex posts and press conferences with his kid on his shoulders. The bond market wants verifiable numbers, not hype. It's as James Carville said decades ago, the bond market is the most unspinnable entity there is.
This has been enlightening. It's like a high-stakes poker game with the bond market holding all the cards. Thanks for breaking it down.
Absolutely. That's all the time we have for today, folks. Tune in next time for more insights on Nutty's Show. Goodbye.
Goodbye.